First of all, thank you so much for being here with us. I want to ask you a few questions.
Sure.
First of all, tell me a little bit about the relationship you have with yourself.
With myself before the accident?
Both.
Both. So who is on social media? Who's using Facebook? Everyone. Have you ever put your relationship status complicated? My relationship with myself before I was here was so complicated. It was all about people. It was never about me. There was no me anywhere. You see, people's pleaser. A person who just wants to make everyone happy, knowing that's not worth it. You just keep doing it. And yes, your relationship eventually with yourself becomes complicated. And then now, I don't know where there are people around me or not, but I'm me now. I'm more me now.
That's so nice. What advice would you give to your younger self?
To my younger self? Interesting question. Well, I'll just make her sit next to me, and very nicely I'll tell her, don't invest yourself in the wrong people. Because when you invest yourself in the wrong people, they break you into pieces, they torn you apart in such a way that it takes years and years to get back together. And also I'll tell her that while you're busy making amazing plans in your life, my dear, prepare yourself for worse. Because life is so unpredictable. Just be prepared.
One of my philosophies in life is that there are three steps in order to repair your life. First of all is to change your personal story, then your daily rituals, and then the people you surround yourself.
Yes.
I believe so much in this. So tell me, how important is to surround yourself with the right people?
Time is a beautiful teacher. It filters out the extras from your life, including people. Being in the wheelchair in 12 years, I've met three categories of people. Number one category is of the people who see you in the misery, in pain, and they back off. They're like, we are gone. We can't handle. I respect them for their honesty.